for today's reading and meditation. The scripture portion is taken from chapter 2, verses 27. Not man for the Sabbath. Today, church is going to think about Sabbath, fullness of creation. David was a poor orphan. His one desire was to become a priest. Unable to complete even the 10th standard, he offered to be a domestic help in a seminary. He thought this was the closest to could come to fulfill his cherished dream. He did meticulously well all his duties. Impressed by his dedication, the seminary loaned him money to buy an auto rickshaw. Within a short time, he had paid back the loan and built a small house. He married Rose, a worship and Holy Communion. They were David met with a serious road accident, which left depend on Rose even for the smallest needs. They could hear the prayers and hymns of the Holy Communion. One day, Rose came to the parish priest for a clarification. She said, "Father, when I hear you say at the consecration, 'This is my body given for you,' I look at David and say, 'David, this is my body given for you.' And he looks at me and whisper, 'Rose, this is my body given for you.' Father," she innocently asked, "how is our mutual offering and our offering to God different from the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross? This remains as of Jesus' pointed question to the Pharisees in today's gospel: 'What does our law allow us to do on the Sabbath? To help or to harm? To save man's life or to destroy it?' This is a perennial, fundamental question. What is the purpose of law? If it be other law, to help human life or to destroy and demean it? Religious and liturgical laws. In our Heavenly Father glorified and are his children honored by meticulous and scrupulous observance of laws, while we trample underfoot human dignity and human rights, while we systematically or exploit human and other resources to satisfy our greed, who is acting for in harmony with the teachings of Jesus? Rose, who lovingly and selflessly attends to and serve her paralyzed husband, or reluctant, absent-minded churchgoers who might be there just to fulfill the Sunday obligations? Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. The institution of the Sabbath, certain dietary regulations, and the practice of circumcisions were three important identifying mass of Jews. Jesus is subverting all these, not abolishing, but the Israelites, God's people, make them holy. Jesus reclaims their original purpose, old and slaves to them. When Jesus started his ministry, people began to ask, what is this? We can found Mark 1:27. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And we can read, who is he? Matthew chapter 7:29. For he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Again we can found with authority and power he commands. Luke chapter 3. It's and they were all amazed and said to one another, what is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. Lastly, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has given to me. We can found it in the last commissioning of Jesus Christ, which we can found in St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. In Matthew 5, the chapter of the Beatitudes, in his sermon on the Mount, Jesus, the new Moses, repeatedly rewrites the old law. You have heard that you shall not murder, and whoever murder will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Here Jesus, this man from Nazareth, God made human, son of God, even of the Sabbath. The right way to keep the Sabbath, to save life, not to kill. But here is happened the great irony is that the Pharisees, in a league with their enemies, the Herodians, on the Sabbath day, plot to kill the Lord of life, precisely because he restored the Sabbath to its original purity by defending and promoting human life. Is it lawful? Stop your play. You listen to me. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm? To save life or to destroy? This question of Jesus contains few revelations. Jesus reveals his mission, which is to say, he reveals his sense of man's, that is the primacy of concerns over any rules. He reveals the true God who stands for the health, life, and happiness of his creatures. Of the law, giving it back its true aim. Sabbath is a sign of God's love for men. Sabbath is a communion of creation with Creator. Finally, he reveals the true worship, which is praising to God. Lord Jesus, the Lord of Sabbath, help us to realize that love, mercy, and justice are more important than the mere observance of rituals and practice. Amen. Let us pray. Jocelyn will lead us in prayer.